Chris.
Howdy.
Howdy. Howdy, Mr. Hand. Now, there is apparently... What have we got here?
It was last weekend. There were two art shows. You thought that the Canadian politics were weird?
Well,
the Canadian art scene is even weirder.
Well, here's the thing. It's not the Canadian art scene. Apparently, it's the Montreal art scene that is fractured.
Yes.
Is that true, or is that just your thesis?
From my perspective, it is, and I would
imagine... And that's what makes it true.
And I would imagine there are a bunch of people that might agree with me. But
okay.
Yeah, it was basically that there were two art shows last weekend. And to me, an art show is like a trade show where it's everybody from the industry gathers so as to try and make sales, make everybody happy, get together, and sort of slap each other on the back. If you have two... Then hopefully you sort of schedule them so that they're 6 months apart or something like that. And no, this one they decided they're going to go head to head. And you have one which is called Papier 08 or Paper 08, which is run by AGAC, which is, yeah, I love the acronyms in Quebec. That's another way. It's really strange. But it's the Association des Galeries d'Art Contemporain. And basically it is a small organization of about 20-odd galleries in town, all of them selling and dealing in contemporary art. The only problem is with it is that, yes, it is small, but there are more than 300 art galleries in town selling contemporary art. And to me, it's what makes the Montreal art scene so vibrant, thriving, and wonderful is that there are enough artists to actually... Who can barely survive on it, but sustain the scene and so on.
Galleries, wow.
And AGAC decides that they want to be elitist and they want to be hoity-toity and they want to be fancy, and at which point that's their right to do and so on. But then at which point, normally when you're trying to be elitist and hoity-toity, you try and sell really expensive stuff, stuff with lots and lots of zeros on it. And the art world in general is like, especially with the whole... prior to the market bust, the market boom, everybody was just throwing money like it was going out of style, like a ticker tape parade or something like that, at artwork and so on. And here, Paper 08, which is basically their excuse for a show, was paperworks, like drawings and watercolors and stuff, which historically have been the cheapest art you can buy. And so they're saying, we want to be exclusive, we want to be hoity-toity, but no, we're selling you cheap stuff. On the other side of the coin, and yeah, they did their show in the lobby of an apartment building.
Tough economic times, mm-hmm. on the verge of a recession. If we were to enter a recession, would art sales be affected, or would art sales actually enjoy a boom?
I have no idea, because art sales and hedge funds are two of the last opaque businesses in the world. And so while you may read headlines that say this painting sold for $200 million and that one sold for $75 million, whether in actual fact any money changed hands, or whether the painting moved, or who actually paid the money despite whoever raised the paddle or said that they were buying it, no clue. It is this sort of thing where they just... the amount of information you can get about the who buys what, when, where, and how, absolutely next to impossible.
Well, here's the thing. You ran an art gallery for a while, right? When the average Canadian has a little bit less money in his pocket, is he more willing to spend it on going to see a movie that's going to be over and done with when the movie's over and done with, or is he actually going to spend it on a piece of art that's going to hang in his wall, mm-hmm. for...
Given the state of the Canadian movie industry, given the state of the Canadian art industry, I would say that the average Canadian is much more likely to spend it on a hockey ticket.
Yeah. So art, so art is the art scene, the art world, artists in general are going to take a hit.
In Quebec, they're not, because most of the artists here are supported by the government, and while they're not supported terribly well, they are still supported. And if you one of my points about the whole thing is the Quebec government does a phenomenal job of keeping a lot of artists just below the poverty line. And at which point, if you can say, I am an artist and I don't have a day job and I can just make my work and so on, then you're probably willing to put up with not making an awful lot of money and you just have these dreams of being an international art superstar. But because the government is supporting you, then at which point, yeah, it becomes like heroin and you write grants, you get money, you spend the money, you make your art, you go write another grant, and it's a never-ending circle. And so there it's... and now I lost the thread. Because
so when times are good, there's more money to be thrown into those grants. When times are tough, artists are going to take a hit as well, just like every other sector?
If you noticed, the reason Harper's conservatives didn't get an awful lot of votes here is because he said he was making cuts to the arts, which actually the amount he was cutting was minuscule in compared to how much the federal government gives. There's no Quebec government, whether it's ADQ, Liberal, PQ, or whatever new party, Quebec Solidaire, that pops up that will change or do anything other than increase the amount of arts funding, because it is part of that sort of Quebec psyche, which is why we have two art shows that happen on the same weekend, 300 galleries, and so on.
Because the reason for asking that question was maybe the reason for that art exhibition that you were talking about was so that the art galleries in particular could get one last boom out sale before the recession kicks in. Much in the same way, gas prices were jacked to the absolute highest they could ever be the year before the oil lobby president left the White House.
Now, to me, it's the sort of thing where, the correlation between art prices and oil prices worldwide, I will leave to somebody else here
it's
in Quebec.
I'm not comparing oil prices to art prices. I'm comparing greed in people in that sector to greed in people in that sector.
To me,
and those are definitely correlatable.
To me, it's the reasons for paper are not greed related. If it was greed related, then as I said, there'd be more likely to be selling things that were higher end, more expensive, and so on than works on paper. And so to me, it is the sort of thing that was just more an attempt at publicizing the art scene and so on, which is why, to me, I was very disappointed with paper, because anytime you're having a trade show that happens in the lobby of an apartment building, and at the same time over in Place Bonaventure, there is another art show going, which is opposed to the 2,000 square foot apartment lobby building. Place Bonaventure, they had about 20,000 square feet. And they had 60 booths or thereabouts and so on. And they had some absolutely phenomenal art. Specifically, two that blew my mind were the stuff by Claudia Espinoza, who basically took old suitcases and then took photographs and turned these old suitcases into light boxes. And it is just the perception of what in the art world is the show that was happening at Place Bonaventure was low-rent, knockoff stuff, things that really shouldn't be paid attention to, and so on. However, they're the ones who got the sponsorship of the STM. They're the ones who had the phenomenal ad budget, so you saw ads for it in all the weeklies, all the dailies, on the sides of the buses. And to me, it's that sort of dichotomy makes it, yes, for an interesting art scene in town, but it's just, if they were working together, life would be so much better.
What is the reason they aren't working together? Is it two different group of power brokers that just want to have the monopoly?
It is one group of power brokers who are trying to defend their turf. My perspective is it is one group of power brokers who are trying to defend their turf, and at which point we have sort of battened down the hatches, started boiling the oil so as to pour over the sides of the castle and so on, while there are lots of other people who are either doing end-around runs or ignoring them entirely and making them effectively irrelevant.
Now, do you think the emergence of another group or any number of other groups would benefit the Quebec art scene, or would?
I think the more the merrier, and I think what I don't like is just where if you only pay attention to AGAC, then you have a very myopic view with blinders on that is sort of focused on sort of tunnel vision, and you think that it is tiny, small, and nobody does any sales, and oh, woe is me. If you start looking at other places, such as the artist-run associations, where there are 20 of them in town, and there are about 60 in Quebec, they're doing phenomenally well, and they regularly send artists overseas to sort of develop a reputation so then they can return back home, the conquering hero and so on. You have a whole whack of other galleries that are not part of that AGAC sort of mafia that are doing very, very well. I think they're off the top of my head. I probably could come up with 15 new galleries that opened this past year. And there, if the galleries are opening, then to me, there's obviously something good here.
And if the galleries are opening, that's a good sign mm-hmm. that maybe artists will not be affected by the economic.
Given that they were poor to begin with, or at least poor in Quebec, I think they're just below enough that they're not really going to be affected one way or another. They don't have any stocks. I don't think they have RRSPs.
No, it's not that. But if the galleries themselves and the people who are running the galleries, I mean, people like yourself, you know, obviously, you know, you're no idiot. So
my gallery was some people think I'm an idiot, and my gallery is also so out on the fringe. It was so run so differently that use that as an example.
No, but what I'm saying is, mm-hmm. if there were fears that Canadians having less money in their pockets was going to affect the sale of art, there would not be 15 art galleries opening in the past year.
I think that's a positive sign. We'll see how many of them survive.
Okay, that's the very, very, very true. So Papier Retrie 08, and
yeah.
The other one
was called Expo Art, and that happened at Place Bonaventure, and that one I was just completely surprised by because I had heard about it before. It was their third time presenting it, third year that they had been doing it. And I went in with low expectations, and they were completely blown away. And I was completely, yes, quite pleased and impressed with the entire show and so on, which was very nice because I wasn't expecting an awful lot. I had myself become sort of, brainwashed by AGAX, the exclusivity and elitism and so on, and thinking that they are the best when, in fact, I don't think they are.
Hmm. Chris Han, thank you very much for the art scene roundup. No longer to be called the museum scene roundup, but we will still include expositions that take place at museums, displays, and other things of that ilk.
Anything you would like.
But the art scene roundup is a more inclusive and encompassing title, and I thank you for bringing that to my attention.
No problem, my pleasure.
The segment should be called the Art Scene Roundup. Let me just ask you very quickly, do you have any suggestions for anything going on for people to check out this week?
If I remember correctly, on November 4th up at Monastiraki, which is right next door to Rubintino's, which is right next door to Kajabi, right in front of Ubisoft, there's a vernissage of this woman, Fiona Smith. Monastiraki is one of the hipper, cooler, funkier places, and although I have no idea what the art looks like, what Billy chooses to put up on his walls is normally really big ass.
There you go. A personal endorsement. Gotta love it. I will check that out. Thank you very much, Chris.